You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Friday, and it's June 20th. Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor at Essence Magazine, is with us this hour. Hi there, Patrick.
Good morning.
It's now less than 2 months to go until the 2008 Olympics. That means all the teams, including the wrestlers, have exactly 49 days to get ready. This year, the U.S. is sending an incredibly diverse group of them, African-Americans, Asian, Hispanics, women and men, a high schooler even, one of the youngest athletes. And the smallest Olympian, who I understand is fierce on the mat, they're in New York on a special mission. We'll get to that. But first, Coach Lee Camp, how many goals are you going to bring home?
Well, as a coach, we like to be very positive. I think every athlete has an opportunity to win a gold. I mean, who'd ever think a high school senior would be on the Olympic team? So,
and this is a fierce team you have.
Yes, we have very capable athletes in every weight class.
Also joining us, Clarissa Chun. Congratulations, you are on the team.
Yay, thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited for this.
And not only are you on the team, but you're also making another record, which is you are, I understand, the smallest Olympian at the Games, 4'11 and 105 pounds.
Yes.
How did you get into wrestling?
I started judo when I was 7 and transitioned my way into it my junior year in high school, so loved it ever since.
And it's interesting because I think, Coach, the perception of high school wrestling particularly is of, in the Midwest, young white males. It is mostly men. It's 250,000 in the country in high school wrestling and 5,000 women. So, again, you are among a very special group. But there are certainly lots of children and teenagers, young people of color who are getting into the wrestling game.
Absolutely. Wrestling is a big grassroots sport, and it's a sport that doesn't require very much to get into, really. I mean, if you put two little boys in a room, 5 years old, before long they're going to be wrestling, you know, on the floor. So it's just one of those things where organized programs at the kids' level is pretty big, actually.
And so, has there been a real effort to reach out and say communities that haven't necessarily had a history of wrestling?
Yes, there is. There's a program called Beat the Streets in New York City. And that program is designed to attract kids, inner-city kids, who might not ever be exposed to the sport of wrestling. And really, the program is pretty simple. They're putting a wrestling mat, in all the inner-city schools and organizing programs through the physical education program to get the kids on the mat and teach them basic skills in wrestling.
And Clarissa, you said you've loved it ever since. What is it about that you love? And I should note, actually, this is your second time on the Olympic team. You were a backup last time.
Yes, I was an alternate. I think I just like the competitiveness, the combat of it all, and just that, you know, wrestling is evolving, you know. There's so many ways that you could use your technique.
You look like you're in fantastic shape, by the way. I wish everyone could see you about now. So how do you get ready for the Olympics, 49 days to go?
Just a lot of training, doing what I've been doing, eating right, and just mentally preparing myself for this big day, you know? So
let's talk about where you're going. You're going to Beijing, China. And for you, Clarissa, there's a personal meaning to this trip.
Yes, I'm half Chinese, half Japanese, and to be able to bring back the gold to America, being of a Chinese descent, and it being in China would mean a great deal. You know, my ancestors are from China. And
what does your family think about this?
It's a great opportunity. They've been, like, supporting me since day one, you know, and for me to finally make the team and go to China and represent my Chinese heritage in China, they're very emotional about it.
And, Coach, you have a story here, too, which is you were on the 1980 Olympic wrestling team. Were you the only African-American then?
No, there were several on the team, actually.
But you didn't end up going because the U.S. boycotted the Olympics, and now here you're going as a coach. How did it make you feel when they were talking? There was some talk earlier in the year about potentially boycotting the China Olympics.
Well, it obviously brought back some very unpleasant memories. When I was an athlete back in 1980, I was I was favored to win the gold, and that was the goal of my whole athletic career. And so when I heard talk about it happening possibly again, it just brought back those bad memories. And obviously, 1980 was really not a good decision. And I think most people realize that now. And We as athletes had no choice in the matter, and our government, our president, made the decision, and we had to stick by it.
Does it create extra excitement to see all these young people who are going to be going for gold this year?
Oh, absolutely, and it's brought me full circle. It's brought me back into wrestling. It's given me a chance to help other athletes achieve their goal, their dream of winning an Olympic medal. So it's great.
So you're here in New York. Tell me about this mission that you're on. What's it called, and what are you trying to accomplish?
It's called feelthedream.org, or Feel the Dream, and you can go to the website, feelthedream.org. And it's a fundraiser to help get the Olympians, families, and friends out to support us, you know, and be there at the Beijing Olympic Games, just because it's so expensive to attend the Games.
And, Coach, they don't get tickets. The family members don't get tickets. They got to buy tickets to the Olympic Games. They got to pay for airline tickets. Mm-hmm. And goodness knows what the prices must be very expensive. And so what are you going to be doing in the next couple of days to get some support going and get some donations flowing in?
Well, we're doing tours and talk shows like this.
Like this one?
Yes, absolutely. And we're just getting the word out. And we're letting the public see our athletes. And let them know that we're out here, and we're a viable team, that we're going to win some medals, and we're trying to make some noise in the sport of wrestling.
We wish you both so much good luck. Lee Camp, one of the coaches of the Olympic wrestling team, and Clarissa Chan, a 26-year-old freestyle wrestler from Hawaii. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.